Hello everyone, my name is Nick Chapla. I'm a grad student at The Ohio State University in the Doug Schumacher Group. I'm here to talk to you about measuring relativistic transparency using Gaussian and Laguerre-Gaussian light. Laguerre-Gaussian light is interesting because it contains orbital angular momentum that Gaussian light doesn't have. And we also showed in the same experiment that it produces TNSA ions with a smaller divergence than Gaussian light. But again, I'm talking about relativistic transparency, which occurs in overdense plasma when the electrons become relativistic and the density has an effective drop by gamma until this effective density is subcritical and you get transmission of the light again. So to measure the transmission, I looked at light scatter off of a spectralon sheet. And so in this bottom left picture, you can see light scatter off of no target versus light scatter off of a 26 nanometer target. Before we get into the results though, I needed to make sure I had a high quality OIM mode. So I measured the OIM, the amount of OIM in a few different ways. The first was focusing this Laguerre mode with a cylindrical lens, and instead of getting a line focus like you would normally would get, you get this double lobe feature you see in this middle bottom picture in purple. And from this double lobe picture, I can actually calculate the average OIM. And so in this picture, I got 1.07. I used a side neck interferometer, and OIM interferences generate a classic fork fringe. And so circled in blue, you can actually see the appearance of a new bright fringe. And so on the right, there's no fringe, on the left there is, and you get this fork fringe pattern. I also developed a phase diversity phase retrieval method, which I borrowed from the astronomy world, where you can calculate the wavefronts of OIM light and Gaussian light. This was needed because wavefront sensors actually don't work with OIM light because they rely, typically, they rely on the slope of the wavefront. However, OIM is special because it's got a helical wavefront and therefore discontinuity in the wavefront. So to do this, I applied a random phase to a measured image, propagated it to a different position Z where I measured another image, took that calculated phase, applied it to the measured image, propagated it back and forth and back and forth. In practice, I used four images, even though in this little description I talked about two. And this is the right column again. I showed it working with a flat OIM focus and an astigmatic OIM focus. So the first is a nice ring flat focus, and underneath it is the phase of it where you get that nice helical wavefront. And then on the right is an astigmatic focus, which looks similar to the cylindrical lens where you get a double lobe feature. Again though, even though it's a different focus, I get the same amount of OIM, still get the spiral wavefront, and I get about 0.97 and 0.98. Now onto the results. It's actually pretty interesting. I saw more transmission with OIM light than with Gaussian light. And to give you some numbers, I actually saw a 25% reduction in the transmission with Gaussian light, even though the Gaussian light had about 35% higher peak intensity, which is pretty surprising and a little bit more digging into. But thank you.